I weighed like 30 kilos, and we had like boot camps where we had the set, and the set was huge and it was full of sand, and we just walked around just to get used to it, just to get used to the suit. And honestly, you would sweat buckets and buckets and buckets.
Hello and welcome to Cunning Stunts with myself, David Holmes. Ever since I was a teenager, I've been performing as a stuntman on feature films. And for 10 years, I was the stunt double for Harry on the Harry Potter films. Whilst preparing a stunt for the final film in the series, I suffered a spinal injury that had the effect of paralysing me from the chest down and ending my career. However, in the decade since the accident, my love of stunts, the stunt performer community and movies has never wavered. So I'm starting this podcast to highlight and pay tribute to the amazing performers who make up the stunt community, giving you first-hand accounts of the work that goes into crafting some of the mind-blowing action scenes you've seen on films such as Star Wars, Mission Impossible, and The Avengers, while also revealing the grit, talent, and bravado of those that risk their lives in the name of entertainment. Welcome back to another episode of Cunning Stunts, and we're here with my good friend, Menz Sanar Tamako. Menz has been performing stunts for over 10 years, and in his interview he tells us about his journey into becoming a stunt performer, his first set experience, and where he bounced off a pane of glass. We also chat about which stunts he's been particularly proud of and the importance of seeing his kids grow up alongside working in the industry. Here's our interview with Menz. Hope you enjoy. Brilliant. So thanks for joining us today. Do you mind just introduce yourself and tell us how long you've been a stunt performer for?
Yeah, hello. My name is Menz Sanar Tamako, and I've been a stunt performer for 11 years on the British Stunt Register.
11 years?
11 years now. Yeah,
brilliant. So what did you do for your training and your qualifications?
I did scuba diving, high diving, martial arts, rock climbing, swimming, and trampolining.
Okay, cool. And what was your favourite and what was your least favourite of those?
My favourite had to be martial arts, because that was kind of my background. And my least favourite, I'd say high diving.
Yeah.
Because I didn't know how to swim. I couldn't swim. So when I jumped in the water, when I did my dive into the water, I would doggy paddle out. So I didn't know how to swim properly.
Brilliant.
So I had to
learn. Have you since learned how to swim?
I had to learn for the register. So I had to learn to swim after I did the high diving.
After the high diving?
Yeah, twice a day for probably about a year.
And do you swim now though?
I can swim.
So what were you like as a young kid?
I was a bit mental, you know. I didn't kind of know what I wanted to do, and I used to run around playing knockdown ginger and,
yeah,
you know, causing a little bit of trouble. I wasn't very academic in school.
Yeah.
I think in school, so you know you have like your careers day.
Yeah.
Yeah. So for my careers day, they told me I should be a lorry driver. I was going to be a lorry driver. And so it's,
that was as far as your academic expectations?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. But then how did you find out about the stunt industry then?
Okay, so I wanted to do stunts since I was eight years old, yeah.
Yeah.
And I told my mum, and my mum was like, no, you don't be a stunt man. They kind of, like, your parents love you, didn't they?
Yeah,
they love
you,
they want to protect you, you know. But they kind of steal your dreams away from you. And my mum didn't do it, like, intentionally. She just did it because she just looking out for me. So I kind of forgot about that, yeah, until I was about 22, and I was just sitting at work. I used to work for people with learners with disabilities.
Yeah.
So I was sitting at work, and we lived in a top flat. My mum had dodgy knees. She just had an operation on knees, and I was like, I need to get my mum out of this flat. So I need to do something physical and mental, you know, something which would push me to do something good and be a better person. So straight away when I thought that, I went back like, 12 years to when I was eight, and stuntman just popped into my brain. So I was like, I'm going to be a stuntman. So I looked up and what you had to do and stuff like that. And I think that night, or the next night, you know, faking it.
Yeah, with the TV program.
The TV program. Yeah. There was a episode where a guy had to fake it to be a stuntman.
Right. Okay.
It had Derek Lee in it.
Yeah.
Morgan was training him.
Yeah.
And I thought, this is fake. This is it.
Yeah.
I'm gonna do it. So, yeah. So I looked into it and looked what you had to do, and it went from there really.
And how long did it take you to train?
Five years. I broke my Achilles on the way.
On the way?
On the way, yeah.
You picked up injury before your stunt career started.
Yeah, I did, yeah.
Yeah. And what were you doing whilst training for the register? What was you doing to pay for it?
Yeah, I used to look after people with learning disabilities.
And that was your sole income?
That was my income, yeah.
Because it's a real investment, isn't it?
Yes, yes.
That's probably why it took you the 5 years to pay for it.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Growing up, what was your action heroes of film and TV?
Bruce Lee? I love Rocky.
Okay, cool.
I used to stop them, like pause it and see if they're really hitting each other. And I was like, they're not even hitting each other. So why is he taking a reaction? You know, it doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
So Rocky, Bruce Lee.
Any TV programs like The A-Team and stuff like
I watched it, but I wouldn't say like they were my heroes. I mean, I love Mr. T because he was like an influence. Bill Cosby, they were kind of influences to me. Will Smith, you know.
Okay, I understand.
You know, so...
your first day on set, where was it?
It was a doghouse. I got a phone call from Rocky Taylor.
Yeah.
And it's a zombie film. And I had to go through a window.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, on my first day. So Rocky goes to the special effects guy, okay, how are you going to do this? He goes, I'm just going to put nails on the corner, just like that. Okay. He's like, okay, no problem, right? So men's, we've got to hit it. Make sure you hit the window. I was like, yeah, okay, no problem. Yeah, no problem. Okay, so I ran at it and I hit it and I just bounced off it.
Oh no,
I was like, this is not supposed to go then. And Rocky comes in and goes, you better sort that out now. And he put proper debts in there. The next time I just like glided through. But
yeah,
that was my first day. That was a little baptism of fire. That was...
Yeah, of course, working for Rocky, the pressure and it going wrong.
Yeah.
Perfect. So your career's obviously gone on for, how many years now?
11 years now.
Yeah. Has there been a film or a standout job for you that you've been proud to have worked on, or one that you remember being scary?
There's been three, I'd say.
Yeah.
There's been Captain Phillips.
Okay, yeah.
I had to drive a skiff up against a huge tanker ship.
That's hilarious. Did you do the transfer from the skiff?
Yes, I did the transfer as well.
Okay, yeah, I know that job. I was nervous for you watching.
I was on lines, and you've got to think these actual Somalians, they didn't have lines, they just had a ladder.
Yeah.
They just hooked on and they just jumped. It's like, how in the hell would you even think? They must have been so desperate to do something like that, you know? Another job was Cloud Atlas.
Okay.
I had to climb to the top of a mast and then swing down. It's like 80-foot swing down.
Oh, really?
And then land on the deck. Oh, obviously, I was on a wire, I was on a descender.
Yeah.
And The Mummy with
Wade. Tom Cruise one.
Yeah, with Wade Eastwood. And we went up in a plane and we did 0G.
Oh, wicked.
Yeah, so that was awesome.
Did you throw up? No. Stomach, mate.
Yeah, and they're the three best jobs.
Any actors you worked with that you thought would make good stuntmen?
Tom Cruise. He's amazing. He's literally amazing. He's everything.
Yeah.
He's a director, actor, producer.
And do you have good rapport with him when you're working together?
Nice,
he remembers you and
all
that. Cool. So going along, you've got you've 10 Dead Men 2008 was your first job. Then we worked together on Prince of Persia, but you've also worked on a few action franchises. You've done some Marvel films, you've done the Batmans, you've also done the Bond franchise.
Yeah.
So any of those you're a fan of, any ones that you're most proud of?
It's always an honour to be part of a Bond film, you know?
Yeah.
Because that's like the staple.
Yeah.
Actually, yeah, Bond films as well.
Bond films.
It's like a staple of the British stunt register, you know?
Yeah.
You kind of want to do a Bond. You need, if you want to be a real stuntman, you should do a Bond.
Yeah.
You know? That was a good highlight to my career, just to say, tick.
Yeah.
You know?
Ticking off some lists now.
Star Wars as well.
Oh, yeah, of course,
Star Wars, that's a huge tick.
What, is double on it or just...
No, just... Just
generic.
A stormtrooper in those really comfortable outfits.
Oh, what, the plastic?
Yeah, brilliant.
Yeah. Didn't you do the day at Edge of Tomorrow?
Yeah.
With those metal suits on as well.
Yeah. They weighed like 30 kilos. And we had like boot camps where we had the set, and the set was huge and it was full of sand, and we just walked around just to get used to it, just to get used to the suit. And honestly, you would sweat buckets and buckets and buckets.
And you had to full fight, react, lift limbs.
Guns, yeah. For the jerk back, I got jerk back to one. They just gave us a nice rubber on, a nice soft rubber, so that was cool.
All right, yeah.
But for moving and walking, yeah, they'll give you the real one. And it would break all the time, so you get one of the guys come and fix it, and then they'll be off. So
hard days work.
Yeah, hard. It was worth it. Yeah. Keep you fit, yeah.
Did you like the film in the end?
It was brilliant. Yeah, great film. Yeah, I thought it was all right.
Film. Right, ticking off some lists. Stunt jobs. Stairfall?
Yeah.
Highfall?
Yeah.
Fire job?
Yeah.
Car job?
Yeah.
Motorbike job?
No.
No motorbike?
No.
Any horse stuff?
Just riding.
Just riding, not falling off.
No falling.
Lots of fights and stuff?
Yeah.
And has there been an actor you worked with in a fight routine you thought, yeah, you are amazing? A fight you put together that you really enjoyed?
Christian Bale's cool.
Yeah.
Tom obviously is cool.
Yeah.
There's a new guy coming up, Chope DeRusso. I doubled him. He's amazing.
Okay.
Yeah, he can move, he can act, and I'll say it first. I think he'll probably be a future Bond. You know?
Really?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Who would be your dream doubles in Hollywood? Who would you love to work for? Dream job.
Anyone who want me? Do you know what? I've always loved Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, cool.
He's like 50 odd now. You know what I mean? He doesn't do action films, but I've always wanted to meet Eddie Murphy.
Yeah.
You know? Because he's been another influence and a legend in my life. So.
Okay, cool. Is there a stunt job you wouldn't do? Is there a gag?
Motorbikes. I mean, I can ride a motorbike, but, you know, I'll have to get trained up properly.
Yeah. Now, do you have aspirations to become a stunt coordinator?
Do
you like performing still?
I still like performing. I mean, I'm going that way.
Yeah.
I'm going to go up to the next level and to become a key stunt performer.
Yeah.
That means I can run the floor and stuff like that.
Yeah. A long way to go, but not really. The responsibility is not for you just yet.
No, not yet, but I mean, probably.
Yeah.
More than likely. But the thing is, like, with some performers I've talked to, they're like, I can't wait to become a stunt coordinator. I can't wait, you know?
Yeah.
With me, I just...
You want to do all the jobs first? See all the jobs
first? Not do all the jobs. I just want to make sure I'm ready, you know?
Okay, yeah.
I just want to make sure I'm really ready first, you know?
What about travel? You get to go to some amazing locations. What have been some of your best?
Namibia, America, went to Virginia, Jordan, Europe, most of Europe, Malta, France, Paris, obviously, Paris, Bulgaria, where else have I been? I think there's other places as well, which I can't think, but there, Namibia and Jordan, they're beautiful places.
So you got a young family?
Yes.
What's it like to have a good work-life balance in the stunt industry?
Oh, you
Is
need
it a
it.
Challenge?
No, you kind of need it. I want to see my kids grow up, you know?
Yeah.
I want to spend time with them. I don't want to work like 6 months solidly. But I would just to bring the money in, and then I'll take a bit of time off.
You know what I mean?
My kids right now are amazing. They're 5 and 3 and they're just great kids, you know.
Wicked. Yeah, good time to have them around, like good to be around, good time. Do you think it's all right for people to wig up for girls? You know, boys to do girl stunts.
No.
You think nowadays we've got enough talented girls, enough women out there.
Yeah.
Same applies to blacking up, mate.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, the same question. What you're...
I don't think... Now, these days, now, you don't need it. I think it's a old school mentality.
Yeah.
And these days, you don't need it. There's enough guys, if you even don't want to go on the register, you want to go off the register, there's enough guys outside.
Yeah.
Outside of the register who can do the job, you know?
Yeah.
Enough guys, so you'd find someone.
Yeah, so definitely.
Or girls. Or,
yeah, or guys and girls, you know, vice versa. Okay, cool. What would you say to any young kids thinking of a career in stunt work?
Do research. Do your research.
Yeah.
See if it's really for you, you know, because I think sometimes people do it for the wrong reasons. So do your research, find out if it's really for you. I went to do a course, do something, you know, and then work hard, train hard, keep your head down, and get it done.
So you've enjoyed your life as a stuntman, and you've really enjoyed performing.
I've had a great 11 years so far, yeah.
Brilliant. Menz, thanks very much for coming and joining us.
No problem, thank you.
I appreciate it. Thank you
for having me.
Okay, thanks to Menz for joining us. We hope you've enjoyed this episode of Cunning Stunts. We'll be back again next week. Until then, take care. Ripple Production podcast series produced by myself, David Holmes, and Amy Stairs. Sound recording, editor, and music by Joe Lamb. To find out more about us, please visit our website, www.rippleproductions.co.uk, or follow us on Facebook and Instagram.